for making this a good day. Nothing now that you've tuned into the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Radio that is useful and fun, like it used to be, with some of the things that are important to you. Maybe some of the things we talk about here are not important to you, but trying to dance around in some of the issues of the day, hopefully we touch on two or three that are important to you, and that's the best we can hope for. Normally, during the course of an hour, we may touch as many as 13, 14 different things, depending on what the issue is and what's going on. Once in a while, there's good news. For example, the reports yesterday, Ken Kessler is here with me, by the way, on the Good Day program. Richie is having another one of his cancer treatments today, and Jennifer has gone off to another venue, and Roberta is moving. So here we are. That doesn't change what's happening in the world. It just changes the way maybe we talk about it and makes your input all the more inviting and exciting. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, STEPHAN, and Facebook.com/Twitter with tweets coming to add Good Day Show. So the report suggests that home prices are going up in the biggest cities in our country. The average home price went up 12% last month compared to where it was a year ago. That's a big jump going back to February of 2008 when the last measurement of home prices went up. After that, everything went down and has been going down for 5 years. The appraisal for my home in Los Angeles, for example, down, let's see, about 20%. Kenny, how about yours in San Diego? What's the relative value of it now versus what it was worth in 2008?
It's down, I'd say, at least 25%, if not even a little more.
Did you get a rake down on your taxes because of it?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, that's the idea. The suggestion is, if you have proof, and most all of you can find it because it's pretty easy, and the comps that are available in your community, in your neighborhood, that everybody else's house price value has gone down, then if you're not taking advantage of it, that is, if you haven't gone to the assessors or they haven't done something that, in the spirit of things being right, if, in fact, they haven't done a reappraisal, a reassessment of your home, you're a little bit overdue for that because your taxes shouldn't be as high. If it's based on the value of the home, absolutely they should be cut. So you can work on that. Speaking of homes, how do you like this? I was sort of taken back when I first looked at this story about Nancy and Michael Heath. They wanted to refinance their home. They were stunned they would have to pay for flood insurance to get their new mortgage. The story of this house, which sits on a hill that is 5 miles away from a river, and there is no way there is any real risk of flooding. This huge flood insurance payment that they didn't expect caught them off guard. The bank told them, Kenny, that based on official maps made by the government, they were in a flood zone. Can you imagine? 4 or 5 miles from a river, up on a hill, the government says you're in a flood zone. So what the bottom line was, they had to pay the FEMA maps that were used, forced homeowners to buy unnecessary insurance. This has become a huge scandal. The map, for example, was from 1981, 30 years old. There was a brook at the time running through the property. Brook long since dried up. The wife, Nancy, said, there isn't any brook here. I don't see any example. So this is one of those real scams that needs to be apparently it has been investigated by some investigative journalists, but there are tens of thousands of people around the country who have been put in flood zones by mistake, or worse, government collusion with insurance companies, which I'm not a conspiratorialist, but I'm pretty cynical, and I think where there is a drop of water, there's a brook, and where there's a brook, there's a river, and where there's a river, there's an ocean. So I'm guessing that this is not a mistake. But there are a lot of government errors that have been used to force people to do things like this, paying thousands of dollars for insurance they don't need. It's hard-earned money. You know that. And so what does FEMA say? We're going to look into it. I remember when Chuck Schumer said FEMA put hundreds of Long Island homeowners in a high-risk flood zone using data that was 40 years old. And people were paying insurance $15,000 in some cases because they were in a zone, supposedly, and they weren't. So it's interesting that FEMA has now taken a look because of all the focus. Well, apparently we've made a few mistakes. Duh. These people that I was talking about, Nancy and Mike Heath, fought back against FEMA, and they won. They got their house taken off the flood zone. So if your bank says to you, you got to pay flood insurance, you ought to be asking a lot of serious questions, especially if you're like they are 4 miles away from the nearest stream, never mind a river or the seacoast. And you can file an appeal with FEMA if you think there's been a mistake. You probably have to get additional data to prove your home is a low risk for flooding, but the insurance company's not going to do the work. They leave it to FEMA. So you have to hire a local surveyor, a local lawyer, to take the government to court. You pay for FEMA, and you have to sue them, again, with more of your money, to get them to straighten up their messes. Man, these people, every day, and it's not like I'm looking for these things, they drop in my lap. Every day you can find some sort of government malfeasance that is beyond the pale, and this is a perfect example of the government once again screwing you over. And what do you have to see? You have to spend money to straighten out the mess. Yesterday,
it's crazy,
on my dairy farm, the state came in and closed down the dairy store for the second time in 2 months for what they admitted 2 months ago was a mistake. And we told them it was the same situation again. They don't want to hear it. We sell raw milk in the dairy store, and that's very controversial with regulators. So at the slightest hint, somebody uses, I have two milk tanks in the milk room. We store the milk. When it comes out of the cows, goes right in the tank, gets cooled. So we have a tank for my cows, and then we have a tank for the cheese operation, which is a couple of people making cheeses on the farm. They use milk. Sometimes it's mine, sometimes it's from other sources, but they pasteurize it all, so it doesn't make any difference. The state doesn't care. They took a reading out of the other tank instead of the tank we use for selling raw milk, and they don't want to hear it. So if I wanted, by the time they test it, it'd be 2 days, I'll have been closed. And it's, we're talking about a couple $1,000 in revenue in the sale of the milk. Small farmers need every penny that comes through the door to keep the place operating. It's one thing after another after another. If I took them to court, I'm probably going to win. But how much is it going to cost me to do that? And that's what they count on. It's just harassment. And they'll tell you, it's for public safety. You're so full of the stuff that comes out of my cows. It isn't for public safety at all. It's to satisfy the people who are influencing process and policy, i.e. the big milk distributors, or Big Est is the Dean Foods Suiza family that runs, controls, I think, almost 80% of the fluid milk supply in the country. They want to put all the guys like me out of the business, so they keep grinding away at the regulators. You should be looking at that store over there. There are 26 people selling raw milk in Massachusetts, and I'm one of them. And I happen to be the biggest supplier of raw milk because I happen to have Jersey milk, and I'm in an area that's near a big city population, so I sell 100 gallons of the stuff a day. And they're just all about trying to put me into a bad light. But people get so angry, the Facebook stuff. If you were to go to Eastleigh, I support Eastleigh Farm, and you looked at the stuff, Kenny, the Facebook post there, the people are outraged at the state for doing what is obviously harassment. Anyway, that reminds me, what do we have on Facebook? What's going on Facebook-wise and on Twitter?
Lots of comments about Ted Cruz and He's still going strong, by the way. Dee says, this is awesome, and Senator Cruz makes me proud to be an American again.
Really? Huh. Doesn't make me proud to be an American, but it's interesting what he's doing. I'm proud to be an American because there are a lot of things going on in America. Why would one person make you proud to be an American? That's an interesting thought. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead. What else?
Sammy says that Ted Cruz is a phony. He's a dangerous man who everyone should beware of.
That's a little extreme, don't you think?
I think both of those are extreme on either side.
Yeah, right. All right, anything else?
Let's see. A couple things about the UN. Paul says that maybe this time diplomacy and detente are finally making a big comeback. It sure beats war, doesn't it?
Sure does. Although I think the president could be a little more conciliatory in his approach to encourage people to come into the tent. At any rate, that's, I guess, at this point, probably neither here nor there. If people are talking, they're not shooting, and that's a good thing. That's really the bottom line, isn't it? If you're talking, you're not shooting, and we can do without shooting. Television report later on in the hour where they focus on a suit filed against The Voice. The Voice is the new show. It seems to be the talent show that people are talking about. So we'll get into that in a few minutes as well. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Look, kid, on this job, you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Focus the voice from last night and the music we've been playing so far today in this spot. Each hour, about this time, we bring you some, sometimes 40, 50 seconds, sometimes a little bit more of a song that means something to a lot of you. This, I'm not sure, means anything to anybody. Mike Unser is the performer, one of the new contestants this year on The Voice, and the song is called Dirty Little Secret. What do I need to remember about that, Kenny, that song? I don't remember this song, frankly.
It was a hit from a band 6 or 7 years ago. American Rejects, I think, was their name.
Really appropriate. I haven't seen anything.
But it was a big hit.
Was it a big hit? Okay. All right. So anyway, this guy Michael, crank him up again for a second. Right? All right. So let's have a little understanding what goes on as the coach is supposed to be turning around. Adam and Christina and Blake and CeeLo would try to get to the people that they want to have on their team. Nobody turned around, and here's an explanation of why that happened. It didn't happen.
Nice beard, Adam.
Thanks, bro.
That was like the least awkward us not turning around ever.
I kind of love that.
Of all the icebreakers.
Yeah, I was like so positive. You're like, hey, man, nice beard. I'm like, thanks, bro. You should be hating me right now. Thank you. What's your name?
My name's Mike. Mike Unser.
That is some pretty ass hair. Yeah, look at that. Where are you from?
I'm from Pleasant Hill, Ohio.
Right on, man. Nothing I can sit here and say you did wrong. You did a great job. By no means was that a bad performance. I think it was really good. The best advice I can give you is keep swinging.
I'd love to come back.
Mike, oh, man, you got a really cool look, man. Like a young Willem Dafoe.
That's a big compliment. Thank you.
He would have been great for your team, CeeLo.
I know, he's cool looking, man.
He's got a cool personality, too.
I was sitting here thinking about it, and I'm like, I like it. I'm like, there was nothing wrong about it. Your pitch was perfect. It reminded me of Blink 182.
Oh, my gosh. I love Blink 182. I can't believe
you said that. And I hadn't heard that punk, no snotty brat kind of rock and roll in a while, so it was really refreshing. You know what I mean?
Man, you needed to be on his team.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I messed up.
It's all good, bro. I mess up all the time.
Oh, good, bro. Why do they talk like that? Who talks like that? A lot of younger
people. These kids today.
Yeah, they do. These doggone kids today. Why can't they be like we were? Perfect in every way. Oh, what's the matter with kids today? So, Michael.
Yeah.
Save me with some audio from the video of the day today. This is your daily dose of really cute. Father of a 4-year-old girl tries to take her mind off the fireworks going on in the neighborhood, which had ended earlier in the evening, and try to put her to sleep. He performs a duet with her, and this is the video of the day. You got to see it, but here's some of the audio from the video of the day at DougStefan.com.
I know. Hold on a second. Be quiet. That means they're
there's a firework coming.
Okay.
I know. When we hear say shh, that means there's a firework coming.
Okay.
I know. When it goes shh, that means there's a firework here.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, I think that's cute. Yeah. Very good. That's very cool. All right, coming up in the next half hour, the top 10 cartoons in television history, and
ooh,
they have been enumerated, and so we will enumerate them for you here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their home environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals cannot empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved guardian may actually rub off on a dog or cat. Now, I don't have any cure for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates the need to chase a tail or chew a paw. Most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be serious emotional problems may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. Lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and in these cases worsen if it's not taken care of properly. You know, one of the first things I started talking about years ago was the importance of exercise. There's physical exercise and there's mental exercise. If you want that well-behaved pet, you got to combine them both together. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to The Pet Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Enough time, whether it's your children, what's going on at work, your finances, going on in your personal life, and never mind all the big stories of the day, the information that's important to you. Radio, though, that's useful and fun, kind of like it used to be. That's what we're trying to do here on the continuation of the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 33 minutes past the hour. A lot of attention given today to health care, with Obamacare being discussed or not discussed, depending on whether you're watching C-SPAN or not listening to the continuing, ongoing hoova hunga bunga lunga. There are new health insurance markets starting next week, because with the 1st of October comes the new federal budget, supposedly, which is nothing but nonsense anyway, because they don't have a budget and haven't for 7 years. But there are openings, I think, for those who are trying to get in on Medicare supplements and things like that, they open up next week. But the administration is unveiling premiums and plan choices for a number of states where the feds are taking the lead to cover uninsured residents. Before tax credits that work like an upfront discount for most consumers, sticker price premiums for a mid-range benchmark plan will average $328 a month nationally for one person. That's like paying for a car, isn't it? How many people have car payments that are $300, $400 a month? Many people do. So your health care now will cost as much as your car does. Is that okay with you? 888-302-3684. As usual, what I'm trying to do is have something that relates, that you can, so when you look at all of this stuff, you put it together. This is what this means. Most people are going to pay for health care what they pay for a car. Right? Got it? The options make health insurance work, so says the administration. Does that work for you? I know a lot of people who, if they are self-employed, are paying more than that now. And I was one of them for a long time. I had a major, what do they call it? $5,000, a major catastrophe, but that's not what it was called. It was something, you covered yourself up to $5,000, and then everything after that was taken care of. And so that has changed somewhat. The averages are misleading, though, when it comes to the new law. Individuals can get dramatically different results based on their particular circumstances, and that includes where you live, the plan you decide to pick, size of your family, how old you are, the tax credits that come to you based on how much you make. Tobacco use is also going to impact the bottom line, which I think is appropriate, frankly. So an average individual premium for the second lowest cost silver plan ranges from a low of $192 a month in Minnesota to a high of $516 in Wyoming. That's pretty interesting. That's the sticker price before you get the tax credits. In the three states with the highest uninsured population, the plan will average blah, blah, higher. For example, California, $373 per individual, $305 in Texas, and $328 in Florida. Just coincidental, or is this the place where there are most illegals? And you are paying for them getting their hospital care. I am not being facetious, and I was sort of sounding facetious. Of course, that's why it costs more in California, in Texas, and in Florida. Because the people who are getting free care are costing you money. That's really what it is. What else can it be? Kenny, what else is it? It has to be.
I don't know, but insurance is such a racket.
It is a racket.
It's crazy. I am currently between plans because my old plan ended last month.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mention the company on the air, but they elected not to let me to continue to thrive on their plan.
I did. If it was me, I'd say what it was. I'd say who the company was. Why not?
But I talked to them yesterday, and they said because I'm on a high blood pressure medication, so because I have high blood pressure or have had in the past, I'm not on their plan. But with Obamacare, when that kicks in, I can fill out new paperwork and get back on their plan January 1st.
So what does that mean? Obamacare is going to subsidize... They're going to increase what they want to get out of having coverage for you, but it's going to come from some of the money's coming from a different source, i.e. the taxpayer?
I guess. I don't know. And America, I'm sorry if I'm costing you money, but I just
thank
think
you, Kenny.
It's such a racket that this racket. Insurance company that I go to be able to see the doctor to take care of myself doesn't want to cover me now, but they even know that they will be covering me.
Yeah.
But right now, just take care of yourself and stay alive, and then come see us in a couple months and everything will be fine.
Don't do anything. Don't step in any foxholes.
It's a racket. Yeah.
It is a racket, yeah. It's all about process and procedure. Really, it's pretty disgusting, actually. You get right into it. All right, so that's something that a lot of people are talking about. News, a lot of news from television today. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, including a list, which would be cool to listen to. These songs that are themes from the top 10 cartoon, TV cartoon shows of all time. So we're going to get to that in a few minutes, plus other news from the world of television. Dr. Drew revealed yesterday that he is a prostate cancer survivor. He wrote a personal essay on his website explaining he was diagnosed 4 years ago after getting a checkup at the urging of his wife. The doctors monitored his tumor. Eventually, they felt it was spreading and he needed surgery. It took place in July of this year. Why am I telling you this? I want you to hear it from me, not get it as a rumor on the internet, not from a gossip column, not from somebody who doesn't know me. And I want to make you aware, men, you are likely to get prostate cancer. The odds are you will if you live long enough. When you do, don't freak out. You don't need to take action today. In many cases, time is on your side. Prostate problems are slow moving for most people. But as Dr. Drew would probably tell you, and this is a very easy slide into a conversation about a product that we promote here on this program called PT9. It's for those of you who want to protect yourself from having prostate issues. They're a part of growing older, as Dr. Drew has suggested. The urgency, the weak flow, the absolute worst thing, which is waking up all night long to go to the bathroom, waking up your partner as well. So the good news here is that all of the natural ingredients that are in PT9 controls these annoying symptoms. You're feeding your prostate. You're getting the right ingredients in PT9 to feed it, and that's why it'll be healthy. If there's no problem with it, this keeps it healthy. And it's better than anything that you ever tried. It's the most modern, up-to-date formula. And by the way, if you try this product and it doesn't work for you, you'll get your money back. PT9, available now directly from the manufacturer at 800-811-6931. They've combined all kinds of great things that feed your prostate. 800-811-6931. Try it for yourself risk-free. You'll get your money back, no questions asked, if you're not satisfied. The product, again, PT9, feed your prostate. Dial 800-811-6931 and get a good night's sleep.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36 months special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire.
Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 central, followed by the gripping 2-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Eight 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 302-3684 for comments that you'd like to share with all of us here. 17 and a half for the hour. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. The folks at TV Guide have compiled a list of the top cartoons in TV history. Not surprisingly, well, if I give them, I'm not going to tell you how the list shakes out. I want you to listen to the list, and then you can be excited or surprised when we get to number one to find out. Well, I'll give you a hint. This show's been on the air for 24 seasons. All right? And so let's go through the list. The top 10 cartoons in TV history.
Number 10.
The themes from those shows. At number 10.
I'm going down south. I'm going to have myself a time. Going down south. I'm going to leave my woes behind.
Pretty annoying, huh? South Park.
Number 9.
Number 10. Number 9.
It seems today that all you see is...
Why does that sound like the same singer? South Park and Family Guy related?
Not that I know of.
Doesn't that sound similar in the sense the voice there, at least, to you? Or is that just me?
I think that might be just you.
Just me, okay. Family Guy is number 9 in the top 10 cartoons.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Sorbent and yellow and porous is he?
Yes. SpongeBob SquarePants. I know you're all thinking that I was number 8. All right, let's keep moving, Michael.
Number 7.
Sounds like the theme from one of the movies.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it? Number 7 in the top 10 cartoons in TV history. Theme here in the background from Batman, the animated series. When was that popular?
That was recent, I think.
Yeah, right. But this sound... Where's the old Batman TV? I want the Batman TV theme, Michael. This is lousy.
I didn't make it.
I know you didn't make it. I'm just saying, this stinks.
This was a 1990s TV series.
Was it really? Okay.
Number 6.
We're going through the top 10 cartoons in TV history by using the themes. Number 6, here we are. This is good. And appropriate. And fun. Who doesn't recognize Rocky and his friends, Rocky and Bullwinkle? You know what we should have done with this? Now that I'm thinking it through backwards, we should have played the themes and had people identify them. I'm late for that now. But thanks for thinking of that, Doug. Very good.
Next time.
Next time. All right, speaking of next.
Number 5.
Hey, Scooby-Scooby-Doo.
Right.
Scooby-Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Over there!
All the time to be,
There's Casey Kasem when we need him. All right, the voice of Scooby-Doo is Casey Kasem, in case you didn't know that. All right, that's number five in the top
number
ten
four.
List. Number four on the top ten cartoons in TV history. You got it already with that theme, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Peanuts. Number four. Keep
number
moving.
Three.
Number three of the top ten cartoons in TV history. The theme from the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes series. Pretty appropriate. Crank it up, Michael. All right. Where is the bat song?
Number two.
All right, number two. Probably not a big surprise. Coming in 60s, the 60s classic, The Flintstones. Yep. All right, let's get to number one here.
Number one.
So I'm going to give you a chance to win a swell prize. You got 2 minutes to figure this out. Before it became its own show, The Simpsons was a series of animated shorts on what Fox variety show? Is that a good question, Kenny?
Yes, it is.
888-302-3684. So if you remember it, now is the time for you to call us at 888-302-DOUG. The program was not a program. It was actually a series of animated shorts before it became a show of its own. How many years ago? 24 seasons this thing's been on. So you got to go back in your mind. No, go ahead. That's all right.
Oh, it started in 1989, but it was in an 80s TV series before that.
Yeah. So what 80s TV series was The Simpsons featured in, or in which show were they featured? Better way of asking the question. 888-302-3684. If you know the answer, wow, a lot of people are action. You want me to just go through the calls, Michael? You're going to take care of them, and we'll get to them while I get to some of the other television news here. I'm interested in this story that we have at DougStefan.com, actually, about the Irishman who's filed a lawsuit against The Voice, Kenny, claiming that they ripped off his idea. He has the original pitch from 2008 to prove it. That story at DougStefan.com. So what happens in a circumstance?
Should be interesting.
Goes to international court? How do they figure this out?
If he can prove his case, I would imagine he's going to get some money. And if he really does have a case, they're probably going to be eager to pay him just to get him to go away.
Who's producing this? Is this a production of the network, or is this an independent? Excuse me.
I think it's independent because there are, like American Idol and other shows, there are The Voice shows now and in lots of countries.
Yeah. You'll be happy to know Kim Kardashian is going to voice an alien in an episode of American Dad. She'll play an extraterrestrial whose spaceship crashes into Langley Falls, where she falls for another alien in town named Roger, who is voiced by Seth MacFarlane. Doesn't that sound exciting? Wow, I can hardly wait for that. CBS is going to spin off another NCIS program. They're going to do NCIS New Orleans. Well, listen, why not? It's cheap to do television.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? They're pretty good scenery, and I'm sure they'll come up with some interesting stars. NCIS Los Angeles started in 2009. I think NCIS is 10 years old this year, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
All right. Let's see here. Joe is in State College, Pennsylvania. All right, what's the TV show we're looking for, Joe?
The Tracy Ullman Show.
You got it. You get the prize.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with
no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Kenny, time for a visit with Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. We have lots of facts. Last week, I think, when Warren was here, we had facts about cats. So this week, in fairness to the other side, and perhaps for those of you who like dogs better than cats like me, it is the bright side, the best side. So stand by as we present you with facts about dogs. Warren Eckstein here visiting from The Pet Show on Good Day.
Incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Thanks for Warren Eckstein. I get up every morning, Warren, and when I'm sort of saying my prayers and going through the things that I'm thankful for, I give praise, in fact, for having you here on the Good Day program. It is a wonderful thing that you've come to assist us in understanding how to deal with our friendly felines and canines and bovines and pachyderms and anything else that we can find around. Last week, you remember I gave you a lot of facts about cats?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this. You're the guy with the facts, but I thought it was interesting that a Dalmatian is the only dog that can get gout. Did you know that?
I was not aware of that. I learned something every time I talk to you, Doug.
500,000 tons of dog excrement are dumped annually in the streets of Paris. Did you know that?
Don't they have doggy toilets in Paris?
I don't know. Apparently not, with all of that.
I guess not, yeah.
A dog's mucous membrane is the size of 50 postage stamps. Hmm. Here's something that probably you did know. A dog's nose is so sensitive it can tell the difference between a tub of water and a tub of water has a teaspoon of salt in it. Dogs.
Well, you know that's my specialty, having taught literally hundreds and hundreds of dogs to sniff out narcotics and bombs, I mean, their nose, their ability to smell is amazing. I always use the parallel, Doug, that if you're cooking spaghetti sauce and I walk into the house, I smell spaghetti sauce. The dog smells the oregano, the garlic, and every individual thing. Their nose, their olfactory is about 200,000 times better than ours.
All right, this true or false? Chocolate can kill a dog.
Absolutely true. It contains theobromine, which can be very deadly, not only to dogs, but other animals as well. But here's the thing. I don't want everyone to panic if their dog picks up a tiny piece of chocolate the size of their fingernail. Usually the baking chocolate, the darker the chocolate, the more dangerous it is. Obviously, you want to keep chocolate away. You want to speak to your vet if the dog does eat chocolate. But yes, it definitely can kill your dog if they eat enough of it. So you want to be really careful about chocolate, grapes and raisins as well, and onions and garlic should be kept away from your pets.
All right. True or false? Dogs do not sweat by salivating. They sweat through the pads in their feet.
The only sweat glands dogs have, and they're not really good sweat glands, are on the bottom of their feet, but the way that dogs release their hot air, and this is why dogs pant, is they literally have thousands of blood vessels on their tongue. So when your dog sticks out its tongue and it's panting, what it's doing is trying to let the cool air pass over its tongue to cool the blood going back and circulating in its system. They do have sweat glands at the bottom of their feet, but they don't really work that well.
All right. You've been blogging this week about this reuniting this woman with her dog that was lost in a car crash. What's that story?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me, but, you know, there are so many car accidents around the country, and a lot of people don't realize that when there's a car accident, very often the owner is hurt, the dog may panic and take off and never be found again. Here's a case where this exactly happened, yet the woman got the publicity that was necessary, and people found the dog, and the owner was reunited with the dog. The dog had been running up and down the highway, just kind of trying to find its owner. The pads were worn, they were full of blood, but that's the loyalty that we can't duplicate. You know, there's a certain loyalty among animals. And I mean, I might think I'm a pretty brave and loyal guy, but there's a certain loyalty among animals that we'll never have the ability to match.
I know. Isn't it great?
It's absolutely. That's why I love working with him. Every morning I wake up, and I'm thankful for my dog just being there.
I just look at Charlotte and think, my God, how I've been blessed with this beautiful little thing. Warren,
ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.